Stories, how they are told, are often structured according to a style or guides, often leaving no room to paint outside of the box. So, what if we remove these barriers? What do we make room for, and what is there to learn from within that space? Published by the Sydney Review of Books, a collection of essays written by writers from Western Sydney showcased in Second City is a result of that space. In the non-fiction collection, there is no single form, opinion style, poetic or state of mind. The Western Sydney writers don't shy away from topics of concerns or realities that so many people are living in, but instead let their literary creativity express their minds. Joining us to talk about the collection is one of the contributors to Second City and award-winning Felicity Castagna. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
A pleasure to have you on the show. Where did the name for the book Second City come from?
It's actually the title of one of the essays in the collection by Edda Gunaiden. It's a wonderful idea, I think, because it summarises the idea that Western Sydney in itself is Sydney's second city. Parramatta, where I'm speaking to you from now, is often referred to as Sydney's second city. And I think that essay that Edda Gunaiden wrote is a wonderful example of what this whole anthology is about, in that she talks about current debates about Western Sydney that we're all familiar with, like the overbuilding, the construction, the huge amount of apartments that are going up, the kind of protests against WestConnex and the light rail and that sort of thing. But instead of talking about that from the angle that we're already familiar with, she talks about it from a different angle, which is that she asks us to go beyond that and to think about what the Indigenous heritage of particularly the Parramatta region is, and what it means when we gentrify that area and when we build over the stories there that have always existed.
And your contribution in the Second City is described to be a warning about the dangers of cultural labelling. Can you describe a bit about your piece of writing and where you sought inspiration to write about it?
Sure, that's a great tagline. I think that is what my essay is about, but I also think that's what a lot of the essays in this collection are about. I was very particularly interested in my essay in the idea that Western Sydney is a place, but it is also an idea. And one of the things that I really struggled with as an emerging writer who wanted to write about this place was the idea that you can write to those ideas of what Western Sydney is, you know, like all those images we know, like Struggle Street and Houses and the Combination, those sorts of things, or you can write against that idea, which is what I tried to do. I tried to do a combination of both of those things as I was emerging and writing about Western Sydney. But I found both of those modes were far too simplistic, because you're already writing to an idea that is very simple. So the crux, or the argument in my essay, is that we need to get beyond writing for or against our known perception of what Western Sydney is, but instead to mine this area for the most complex and contradictory stories that we can find, and to sit with the idea that this is a place that is kind of undefinable and unknowable, and we'll never really be able to capture the whole of it by simply talking to or against the things that we know about this place.
So interesting. And it's so many different topics and variety that you can have in a book like this. I read that one of your previous books that you won the Prime Minister's Literary Award for, The Incredible mm-hmm. Here and Now, you wanted the city to be just as much of a character like any other. Does this style, if you may, reflect in your contribution to Second City?
Yeah, I've always been an author that's really interested in writing about place and how place influences and shapes us. I think if you listen to a lot of writers talk, they say, you know, you can either write these character-based stories or these kind of plot-based stories, but I think that you can really write place-based stories as well, and that there's a lot of, you know, fascinating and interesting ideas that can come out of that. I think for a great example of that is actually someone else's writing in this collection, which is Rawa Aja's essay on Punchbowl, where she has lived all of her life. And it's fascinating because it's basically about her backyard, and she lives in a series of three houses that holds like 25 members of her family. And she talks about what goes on in the different backyards of these three connecting houses. And there's such an interesting contrast between the backyard and the street outside. And I feel like those contrasting images really create this amazing image of what Western Sydney is, that it's both our home place and a place where those kind of intimate private spaces shape us, but also that there's this kind of outside world always beckoning on the door that you're also in conversation with. And there's a lot of different essays like that, I think, in this collection. I think place is a character in all of the essays in this collection.
I love it. I love the whole idea of the backyard representing our communities as well as like outside and within. Unfortunately, we are out of time, although I could talk about this all morning, to be honest. Felicity, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. We've got an online event tomorrow night through the State Library if anyone is interested in hearing from some more of the contributors.